In other words, nobody's got a right to have a liquor license. That was not what was at issue here. What was at issue here is that the government, the state, can't let some random entity, a church, a school, some other private entity, make that decision. It's a governmental decision. You cannot delegate it to a private entity to make that determination for its own purposes. That is standing Supreme Court precedent from 1982. Again, it was an 8-1 decision. Today, the very accomplished, very famous Harvard law professor who took that Grendel's Den case back in the day, who took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court and won. Today, that professor, his name is Lawrence Tribe, has sort of set off a flare warning that the Texas abortion ban, which the U.S. Supreme Court let pass into law last week, he says that's basically the Grendel's Den case all over again. Quote, as with the Massachusetts liquor law, the Texas abortion law delegates quintessentially government powers to private parties. Except this time, it's not the state delegating authority to a church to decide who gets a liquor license. This time, it's a state delegating authority to, as he puts it, quote, literally anyone on earth with an objection to abortion, giving that individual or organization the unilateral and unfettered power to inflict punishment on whoever assists a woman in terminating a pregnancy. Lawrence Tribe says that Supreme Court precedent that he pursued and won in 1982, the way he won that case for that bar in Cambridge, can be the undoing of the Texas abortion ban as well.